From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, the price of West Texas Intermediate fell slightly from $64.73 per barrel to $64.70 per barrel. Alaska North Slope crude rose from $67.34 per barrel to $68.01 per barrel. Last week, President Biden signed the American Rescue Plan, which includes another round of federal relief money for Americans impacted by the pandemic. Many have already received economic impact payments. David Tucker is a Seattle-based spokesperson for the IRS, and he's here to tell us more about the relief program.
There are a lot of things in the 2021 American Rescue Plan, but I want to focus mainly on the economic impact payments today, which some Americans may have already received, right?
That's correct. Some of those in particular, with which the IRS has their direct deposit information, may see a deposit already made. In some cases, that's pending, meaning that it'll be authorized to be released on the 17th. Just depends on their bank system.
But if you haven't gotten one yet and you think you're eligible, now is not the time to panic, right?
Yeah, people can go to our website, and there is a tool called Get My Payment, and they can actually check, you know, in putting some information, they can actually check the status of their economic impact payment.
So this is now the third round of federal relief payments during the pandemic. What can you tell me what is different this time around?
Well, there's a couple things that are different. The amount is different in terms of for those who are eligible, it's $1,400 for individuals. And for married couples, it is $2,800. Now, there is some eligibility changes that are also different from the previous economic impact payments. But the third thing that's also different is that the people who are eligible will also get $1,400, $1,400 for each dependent, each qualifying dependent as well. And so, unlike the previous economic impact payments, the first one and the second one that went out, the families that have that claim to have a dependent on their tax return can also be getting that additional $1,400. And it's not just for those who previously were just qualifying children under the age of 17. So that's a significant change for those who maybe have a elderly parent that's a dependent or a college-age student who's also a dependent.
What about folks who don't typically file federal tax returns? What do they need to know right now?
Well, it depends on what category they fall into. And what I mean by that is this. If they are recipients of, say, the Social Security beneficiaries, and they get a normal Social Security check, and that's in whatever method that's coming to them, whether that's a direct deposit or a check, they don't have to do anything because they'll be receiving it as they did the previous economic impact payments. They'll be receiving it via that method that they get their Social Security benefits. That also applies to railroad retirees and also those who are receiving veterans benefits from the VA. They'll be getting they don't have to do anything to get their economic impact payment. They'll be paid through whatever process they're getting those beneficiaries from those agencies.
And what about people that fall outside of those categories?
They previously used the non-filers tool to get the previous economic impact payments, and they'll be getting it the same way they did. They'll be getting it the same way they did their first economic impact payment, round one or round two. If they use that non-filers tool, that's how they'll be getting their economic impact payments. But if they did not use that non-filers tool, because that closed actually in November, I believe, then what they need to do is to file a 2020 tax return and claim the recovery rebate credit. And so we recommend people do that. Now, I would also say in conjunction with that, that those who earn under $72,000 are able to use what's called free file on our website, and it's irs.gov. And that what that free file system is, it's an alliance with private tax software companies who offer their tax software for free for those who meet that income eligibility of $72,000 or less. So we would encourage people to go to our website, use Free File, and that way they can file their tax return electronically, first of all, which is what we always encourage. And if they do have a bank account, then they can also provide that bank account information, and then it comes back, that will come back to them as a direct deposit.
That was David Tucker with the IRS. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
The Alaska Economic Report is made possible by
Northern Air Cargo, providing cargo transportation to 10 Alaska communities. NAC offers a variety of service options, including cargo charters, to get freight where it needs to be. Northern Air Cargo, serving Alaska since 1956.
Find out how you can include a gift to your public radio station through estate planning. Ask your financial advisor or contact your public radio station to learn more. This is Statewide News on Alaska Public Media.